Blog Talk Radio.
Artist out of LA, and that's her new single out called What. So my guests today, Sylvia Cavalli and Ted Myers, they're going to join me in just a second. And she and Ted are just amazing. Her foundation and her movement is called Boobs for Prevention. So it's Boob for Breast Cancer Awareness. And so let's ask yourself, what do you actually know about boobs, huh? And I'm not just talking about how they look and how pretty they are, but what do you really know about breast cancer? Hashtag Boobs for Life is a compilation of visually portrayed stories about physical trauma, personal struggle, and survival, and the celebration of life. It is the fruit of a collaborative work from Sylvia and Ted, presented with support with the American Cancer Society. So, without further ado, my featured guests for this afternoon, Sylvia and Ted, thank you for joining me.
Hi,
thank
guys.
You
for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, Sylvia, I also was looking into some information about you, and I discovered that you study photography in Barcelona, Spain. So I'm going to give you the platform first, and then I'll let you and Ted bounce off of each other so that way we can have a very serious roundtable discussion. How's that?
Sounds good. And, yeah, okay. I'm actually Greek, but I was living in Spain for 7 years, and the grand majority of those years I spent in Barcelona, where is where I started really developing my photography skills that up to that point were more just a pastime and a fun activity for me. But I started doing it more professionally. And I had the opportunity to learn from various teachers and be influenced by various photographers there in Barcelona until I started freelancing as a photographer. And I'm actually currently moving around from different places, different countries in Europe, and now in the States as well.
Very good. That's so cool. So to give my listeners a brief description about Ted, Ted creates artwork from scars that celebrate strength and survival, portraying the beauty and humor of physicality while exploring narratives of the human condition. I think that's so amazing. So Scarred for Life consists of artistically enhanced monoprints taken directly from the scarred skin of his subjects. And you guys can see this exhibition at the Perfect Exposure Gallery. If you're in California, it is 2424 West Valley Boulevard, Alhambra, California, until October 20th. Ted, give us a little bit of description and understanding behind your motivation and the collaborative effort between yourself and Sylvia.
Great. Well, my work started a long time ago. I was born with a rare genetic illness, and at the time, I did artwork about myself to tell my story and what was going on with me. And then there were some new drugs and a couple new treatments, and all of a sudden I didn't really have anything left to say about me because my symptoms had disappeared. And I thought maybe I would do work that would have a narrative about other people. And I decided that using scars was a good way to tell their story, because if you have a scar, there's got to be a good story with it, right? And so I've been doing that for about 20 years now. I have all sorts of scars in the collection, some of which already dealt with different cancers, breast cancer and lung cancer, things like that. And then when Sylvia and I met, we decided that I could sort of adapt some of my work to fit into her project. And she came out here to LA and we started collaborating. And now we have this great show.
Right. I actually have to say, when I first saw some of the images, I had not done any research about groups for prevention. I just myself am a recent breast cancer survivor. And so I have to be honest, and this is something between the three of us that all are listening, until it hits you, you really don't pay attention. Do you understand what I'm saying? Until you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, until you become a survivor, a fighter of something, it's like, okay, yeah, breast cancer month, okay, yeah, let me donate. And then some people don't donate at all. So then when I came across you, Sylvia, and I think it was prior to you, it was the Boobs for Prevention, when I created my breast cancer page on Instagram, I started getting flooded with all these new women that just started becoming on my show, from Dana Donofrio, from, Anna Ono, and then the ladies from For the Breast of Us have come on the show, and now you.
Yeah.
And honestly, because of your artwork, that's why I put up that post of the clown face and the boobs with the pink boxing gloves, because I was like, you know what, it's time for me to show the tatas too, because you were inspiring for me, so thank you for that. So
thank
let's
you so much
you
for saying
first.
That.
I love it. And what would you, if you had to tell other women how they wanted to become a part of your movement, how would they go about doing that?
Right. So just on that point that you just mentioned, the fact that we don't really know what breast cancer is, the awareness behind it, the real true story, until it actually hits us, it's actually part of the original inception of the project. So hashtag boobs is about learning what we truly have to do to protect ourselves, to know our bodies, to figure out what we need to do if we do detect any abnormal changes when we do our self-breast exams, and how to deal with it. To an extension, it reaches out to the community for those women who are currently fighting with breast cancer, so they can find their tribe and, sort of have somebody that they can speak to who already knows or has been going through the same thing as they are, and also help in the healing process. So the fact that we, wear pink and we donate in October and we participate in runs is great, but I think there's a major part of that awareness missing, especially in younger women who are not the main target of these campaigns. So I started my hashtag boobs project exactly for that, so we can see real images of women's chests and, first of all, understand that we're not all alike. In fact, there aren't two boobs that look alike, not even on the same chest. So, first
right.
of all, we just need to realize that we're unique and that's okay. And we need to love our body and know it. And by knowing it is how we can protect it and take real care of it, which extends to the part about prevention and breast cancer detection at an early stage if that happens. Because the main part about having an early diagnosis is that you have a big variety of treatment options and procedures that could save your life. If you delay it and you don't go to the doctor on time and you happen to have a malignant lump, for example, in your chest, it could be that it's quite late for any of the available treatments to work on you. And until we find a cure for breast cancer, we really must be our own advocates. We have to take care of our body, really know it, and do all the necessary screening and tests.
So, Sylvia, you and Ted, how did you two come about? Ted, you want to give me some understanding of how did you two even come across paths and meet and then come up with this wonderful collaborative effort to work together? How did that come about?
Well, I had some work in a show in Athens about 2 years ago, and luckily for me, she walked into the gallery and introduced herself and told me about her project. So immediately we thought, oh, this was a good fit, and at some time we would do a show together. So what I was going to say about our work is that they have slightly different focus, even though they're all breasts, and mine, because it's scar work, I tend to sort of focus a little more on the story post-operative. So Sylvia is all, although she has that in her work, hers is very much about prevention, knowing, helping people, and mine is...
Are you there, Ted?
I think we lost you a bit there.
Okay. So
I think what Ted was going to say is that his work is more about the story, how the people with the scar view the scar and how that is a story of survival and how they have moved on from the illness to the next stage of their life.
So is your area code 760 or the 323?
323.
Oh,
there
you are.
Now
we
can
hear you. I'm
here.
I don't know what happened. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. So my work has always been about sort of how people survive after a trauma. And so it seemed like a good match for Sylvia's, which is all about information to possibly stop the trauma or help people get through the trauma with correct information. So it was a nice pairing.
I actually am looking over some statistics. For those that want to follow Sylvia and Ted, Sylvia has a wonderful website. It's SylviaKouvelli.com. So SylviaKouvelli.com. And you have an interesting quote, and I actually like where you're going with this, Ted, because on the 15th, I am going to have a brother that goes by the name of Rob Daddy on the show, and he is a breast cancer survivor, and he's a male. So with that said, I'm going to jump into this statistic because I found it on your website, Sylvia, and I think it's amazing that you put this out there. Key statistics for breast cancer in men. The American Cancer Society estimates for breast cancer in men in the U.S. in 2019, it's about 2,670 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed. About 500 men will die from breast cancer. So that's a disturbing fact, but it's a
yes.
true fact. I love the way you guys are being yin and yang. One is talking about early prevention, You're also talking about awareness and the other person, Ted. You're bringing awareness to the scars on the post-op of this. And I can relate to both of you guys because when I had to sit in a boardroom just myself, by myself, because I've been going on this journey all by myself, that's intimidating to sit in a boardroom with oncologists and other surgeons and social worker, and they're sitting there telling me I was blessed with stage zero. I know that sounds weird for some people to say, for me to say blessed with stage zero, but yes, it was stage zero. It was caught in the milk duct of the right breast, and they gave me my options, and I chose a double bilateral mastectomy and breast implants because cancer runs rampant in my mom's side of the family. So I just didn't want any risk factors ever happening. So for you, Ted, and for you, Sylvia, to give me these facts now, I'm happy that you're bringing awareness because I wish I would have known you guys prior because I myself had to inform myself very quickly. Now, Ted, here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you done any type of work on of our nation's war wounded?
I have. I did a series for the National Museum of Health and Medicine last year, which is connected to Walter Reed, and I did a series of veterans for them, and the show opened on Veterans Day last year.
Wow. You need to come here to Tacoma because we have many veterans that would love, and I have a gentleman that would definitely love to work with you. He's a veteran. He definitely is a warrior who has healed from trauma in the brain, spinal injuries, had to learn how to talk, eat, walk, and everything again, and he's a Marine. And I would love to put the two of you together because I think with his help, you guys could have an amazing show here in Tacoma, Washington, and we need it here. We really would love you guys to come here for sure, for sure.
Okay. That would be great. I want to add one thing to what you were just saying is, so each in the show, each of the people that we focus, that Sylvie and I have collaborated on, they give us their narratives so people can read what they think when they see their scar. And one of the stories is about a woman almost saying the same thing you just did. She referred to it as going to cancer college because she said she walked into the doctor's office knowing nothing, and she had to spend the next 2 or 3 months researching treatments, types of cancer, medicines. That for her, it was like going back to school. It was a whole new learning situation that she would have never associated with an illness before. So that's what's so great about Sylvia's work is that she tries to get these people prepped ahead of time so they, you know, so they're not so in the dark the first time they have to go through this experience.
Yeah.
Just to add to what you were saying earlier about the breast cancer in men statistics. Because it is quite unknown, breast cancer is widely considered and wrongfully considered a woman's cancer. A lot of men don't know it and don't expect it, and then the diagnosis happens at quite an advanced stage. So that's why we have so many deaths in men from breast cancer. And we do have 2 men that are included in our exhibition, and both of them said that the reason they were participating in this project is to bring awareness and let men know that they are vulnerable to it and they may get breast cancer and they need to go do their mammograms the same way women would do and that it's okay.
Yes. Yes, I actually agree because it's interesting enough. I follow a morning show called The Breakfast Club, and they had Beyonce's dad. He actually just revealed he has male breast cancer. And so he actually went on the TV show Good Morning America, October 2nd, and he was saying he was diagnosed earlier this summer after he and his wife noticed reoccurring dots of blood on his shirt and on his bed sheets. And from that, that's what made him go and get checked, because he was getting blood coming out. I'm pretty sure, Ted, you'd have to inform us, because I'm not a man. The blood dots were coming out of the nipple. And so that was an early sign for him to say, I got to go to the doctor. So would you be able to share with us some of the signs that men need to be aware of, and how do they test themselves?
If I can just jump in here, sorry. the signs are the same, actually. Nothing really changes. And I think the main thing to understand is that it's not always a lump. It's not always a lump in women. It's not always a lump in men. It could be blood or pus coming out of the nipple. It could be itchiness and a change in the skin of the breast. There are 12 different signs and symptoms that could potentially be breast cancer. Like, for example, another one is a sudden change in the nipple. Like, if it's an outward nipple, if it suddenly becomes inward, inverted, then that's a dangerous sign. So it's important to know, and it's important to know what our breasts are like. Even as men and as women, we need to know what's our own normal. And when that normal changes, it's important to go quickly to the doctor to see what it's all about.
Ted, do you want to jump in there?
She is actually the expert on this one, so I leave it to her.
Okay, so I'll just I'll expand with this. Noel said it was essential that men, especially black men, who are more at risk of getting breast cancer, be more aware and get tested. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, about 245,000 women and then 2,200 men in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. So about 41,000 women and 460 men in the U.S. die each year from breast cancer. So meanwhile, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but for those in the struggle, it's an everyday thing, not just on a monthly basis. Every month we celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? So once October's over, we still wear our pink. We still wear whatever color, you know what I mean? How often, and once you do your show in California, what's the next place you guys go? Are you traveling? What's the schedule like for those that want to follow you?
Well,
right, so
we're
go ahead,
I'll let
Sylvia
take this.
Okay. Let's hear from Ted, Sylvia, and then we'll chime off from there. I'll bring you in, Ted, and then Sylvia, you end it with Ted. How about that?
Okay.
Good.
Well, we're hoping to do a show in Athens next year, since it's Sylvia's hometown or town of residency at the moment. But it is a show that can travel, and we would love to go anywhere somebody has a venue, and we can do workshops, we can print people's scars, we can do their photos. We're both willing to do artwork with people and their breast cancer. You know, I'd like to say one thing about doing a project like this, and it's interesting because sometimes, you know, cancer has such a strong reaction to it. It scares people. It makes people uncomfortable. But there's something about taking it and making art where when people see it on the wall, it, in a way, it makes it an easier discussion for people to have. And that's what's so important about this. Like, people might see on the wall somebody's scar, a man with breast cancer, a woman who's had a mastectomy. But there's something about it on the wall that it opens up a conversation that just using the word cancer sometimes might shut down a conversation. And that's why traveling a show like this would be important, because we could get people more used to the realities of what's going on all around the world.
I actually agree with that. And I think the more exposure we bring to this deadly disease, like you two are doing, like this needs to be televised. Your show needs to be aired on the news. You guys should be doing, you know, me being a visual person, I totally fell in love with the visual work. So thank you guys for sharing and exposing me and all others around the world to the art and the creativity about something so serious that some people do shy away from. So I will say this, have you been getting any type of criticism for your work? Have you guys been criticized for what you do? Do some people find it, you know, insulting? What's the backlash that you get?
On my end, I've had a lot of problems with social media. Because
yeah, there's a
social
lot of
media
problems, right?
Is, yeah, it's my tool to get the word out because of the accessibility of the networks and the channels. I can reach a lot of people. I can reach a lot of younger people as well who are always on their cell phones, always on Instagram. So for me, it's a very important tool to use and to take advantage of to just share this knowledge on an international level, not just on a local level. And
right.
Unfortunately, my accounts have been blocked several times. My images have been reported for showing a hint of a nipple or an areola or something like that.
Yes.
And as you have already seen, my images are not sexual. They're raw. It's just female chests. And the poses
yes.
that the women are taking, they're the kind of poses that they do on their own. They're not insinuating something. They're not provocative in the sexual sense, at least. So it's things you would see when you look in the mirror, for example. And
right.
Currently, my Boobs for Prevention Instagram account has been shadow banned by Instagram, which means that it's not a clear ban. I don't get a warning saying that you can't access your account, but any posts that I publish that have a hashtag that Instagram doesn't like for example, hashtag boobs or hashtag, I think some breast cancer hashtags have also been shadow banned. So if I use those hashtags, then Instagram doesn't let that post show up in many people's feeds. If you search for it, you won't find it. And obviously that's quite detrimental to the awareness work I'm trying to do because, you know, if you can't find it, then the information is not there. And apart from that, around the time when we do the exhibition, like for example, this year that I'm doing it with TED, last year I had done a solo exhibition, the media are quite shy about really showing what the image is. So a bit of criticism on the fact that it's so raw because the images are unretouched. There's no Photoshop on them. It's just your skin. It's what you would see if you look at yourself in the mirror. So on my end, that's the kind of struggle I'm having with the social norm and the awkwardness of seeing a person's body.
What
and
I would have
even,
to time off with that and say, I say this, you know, I want to say fuck you to those that do that. That one, that's horrible. two, the sad thing is you have Instagram models who show their ass, who show their bodies, who are posing nude. You've got sex bots sending DMs on Instagram, but a woman giving praise about her breasts and men giving praise about their breasts and showing the scars is considered, you know, oh my goodness,
it's a double standard. Yeah.
It's such a double standard because you look at videos and artists and musicians that are half naked and, you know, you got Miley Cyrus singing a song about a wrecking ball and hanging on a ball and halfway naked, but she's cool. And you got people fighting for their lives. And we're the threat. And this is where I look at in America, we have such a double standard. You got a president that's grabbing crotches and he's okay to do that, but somebody fighting for their life is considered a threat. That's where I say please continue to fight the good fight, please, you guys, because we have to continue. And I thank you for your truth and your honesty. And for those that are just tuning in, I'm talking to two creative beings, Sylvia Cavalli and Ted Myers. They're in the studio with me tonight. And I am also on Instagram Live, guys. So I will share this with you in your message, Sylvia, because people can hear you, and they've been sending me little messages while we talk because they can hear you. And I just wanted to do it live as well for those that don't want to log in or don't want to call in. But I'll share it with you in your DM after we end, just
Perfect.
So that
Thank
way
you
can have it, you know. So with that said, when the two of you are faced with all these obstacles, what gives you the strength to say, I want to go on? And then before you answer that, how do you know you're being semi-blocked or banned from Instagram? How do you know that that's happening? Because you shared a video that I watched
yeah.
on your page
mm-hmm.
when you were talking about that. How do you discover that that's happening?
Right, so it's a really easy test to do. You just put up a post. For example, it can be anything. Like, it can be a picture of a wall. It doesn't have to be anything specific. And then in the hashtags, you add a hashtag that you think might be the one causing you to be blocked. For example, hashtag boobs. And then you
right.
get somebody who is not your follower to go to the search section of Instagram, type in that same hashtag, so in this case it would be hashtag boobs, and see if your post that you just published shows up. If it doesn't show up,
okay.
it means that you're being shadow banned.
Okay. I thank you for that, because people want to listen. I have citylock.crack. He says, this is for awareness. It's sad IG does that. I would have to agree. Thank you for chiming in on
yes,
live.
Thank you.
I think it is that. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for following. I've had people following me on Instagram Live, making their comments. So I thank you for tuning in and listening to us. Ted, would you want to expand on that a little bit, or did Sylvia cover all areas?
Well, she got that, but I want to talk about your question before about why we do it. And,
yeah.
you know, we were both artists who had other focuses at one point, and we got into this narrative work, and she's doing the breast work. She also does some other work. I work now with medical schools and places like that. But what happens when you do work like this and you put it up on a wall is somebody will walk into the gallery, and maybe the shape of a scar or the fact that their wife lost a right breast, and we have a picture of somebody without a right breast or had a mastectomy. And this work, people, you know, they look at this work, scar work, the stuff that Sylvia and I are doing together, and they have a reaction in the gallery that a painting doesn't have, that a landscape doesn't have. It kind of hits them to the core, and it lets them know that other people are going through it, that other people have a similar story, and that if that person has made it, they can make it. And at least for me, that's why I've been doing scar work for 20 years, because every time I show it, I get a strong reaction. People come up, they want to tell me their story, and not even so much how they got the scar, but how they survived from the scar. And I think that
right.
Sylvia's work and my work, it really lets people know there's a community. And again, the idea that a photo lets people discuss things that they might not have an opportunity to start discussing otherwise.
I actually like how you chimed in with that, because both of you guys are definitely warriors for the cause. And I love, Sylvia, that you mentioned find your tribe, because I think that is so vital for even like people like myself. I found my tribe through social media. It wasn't family.
Yeah.
It wasn't friends, believe it or not. Certain people that you thought were your friends or you thought were family actually took it harder than I did when I got diagnosed, to where, you know, when I look around, nobody's there. You know, I had to endure everything by myself, even healing by myself. That once you're put in the flame, it's like then you understand when you come out, that sword that goes into that flame and it's being molded and then it comes out and it's sharp as hell. I feel like that's me. I was casted into the flame and I came out and I'm still standing, and I realized mentally I'm capable of doing so much more than our mind gives us credit for. So thank you all for your strength, for your perseverance. You know what I'm saying? Your artwork, in my opinion, your artwork should not be shunned. But you know, this is a world we're living in currently where everyone takes everything so personal, and they're so I can understand where you're coming from with the people that are not open-minded, but I applaud those that are open-minded. So let's get into some final thoughts for today's show. Sylvia, I'm going to let you go first. What would be advice you would give those about early detection, about your artwork, about your cause? I'll let you go first.
I think that the most important message that I can put out there is don't shut up about it. If you find something that doesn't quite feel right, you have to tell somebody, tell a friend, tell your doctor. And if you're going through a hard time, if you're fighting something alone, like you did, Ty, and I'm really sorry you had to go through that journey alone, you should just open up and talk to people, whether they're in your immediate circle, whether they're on social media, in community groups, whatever. We have to share the knowledge to help ourselves and to help other people. And each of us will find their own way to do it, be it through writing or through creating art or through exercising or meditating. It doesn't matter. But if we hold it all inside, it doesn't do any of us good. We have to put it out there to help ourselves and to help those around us.
I like that. Thank you, Sylvia. Ted, your final thought for today's episode, and what would you give to those that are listening to you today?
Well, since I've been doing this scar work, and not just on breasts, but in general, one thread sort of shows up repeatedly, and that's that once you've had a procedure, the time when a doctor says you're healed is not necessarily the time that you feel you're healed. Like a doctor, if the skin is knitted and the stitches are out, as far as they're concerned, you're healed. But when you have a procedure like any of the ones I've done, from lung removals to breast removals, it's a shock to the body. It's a shock mentally. It's a shock physically. So don't feel you're under a pressure to join back in, to be 100%. You know, your new 100% might not be your old 100%, you know. And just get to the point where you're comfortable with your own recovery and don't do it on anybody else's timeline.
Right, right. I agree with you. I thank you. Now, before we get out of here, I want, Sylvia, you tell people where they can follow you, where they can reach out to you if they want to volunteer to be, you know, models for your IG pages. What can they find you? How do they get in touch with you?
I mean, I'm always on Instagram. So boobs 4 with a number 4 prevention is my account. You can send me a message there or drop a comment below a post. And, I mean, mostly, usually within the hour, I'll get back to you. There are many people that have reached out to me that want to participate in the project. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do everybody because of the distance. I would love to be able to travel to everybody's town and do a photo project with them for #boobs, but it's not always a reality. Having said that, I'm taking note of everybody that reaches out to me. So if I'm ever in their area, I always follow up to do a photo shoot. And of course, this Saturday is the opening of the show that Ted and I are putting together, which is entitled Hashtag Boobs for Life. Our two projects coming together. We have done some prints, photos, and stories with people here in Los Angeles. So I would love to have as many of you, as many of the listeners who are in the area, join us this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Perfect Exposure Gallery. It's in Alhambra. I'm forgetting now the address. I think it's 2424 West Valley Boulevard.
Correct.
Yes. Yes. Ted.
And the American Cancer Society will be present there. We are donating 10% of any art sold, any of the photos sold are being, it's being donated to the American Cancer Society. And we'll also have a small raffle with 100% of the proceeds going to the American Cancer Society.
Awesome. That is great. Ted, where can they find you and those that want to, if they want to model for you, how is that possible? And, or is it possible?
It is. I have the same geographic situation as Sylvia, but I do travel around and I've done people's scars in other cities, and a lot of people land up in LA at some point. So they can find me at tedmeyer.com, and my Instagram is tedmeyerart.com.
Awesome. I want to thank you guys for being a guest on my show today. This is Sylvia Cavalli and Ted Meyer. You can follow them on Instagram. If you're in the Alhambra area, the address for the Perfect Exposure Gallery, 2424 West Valley Boulevard, Alhambra, California. It's going to be there until October 20th, and opening reception Saturday, October 12th from 6 to 9. I'm just going to throw some food for thought out there, guys. You might want to consider brand ambassadors in the U.S., and you just, you know, you pull a brand ambassador, like Diddy is a brand ambassador for Ciroc. So people think Diddy owns Ciroc, but no, he's their brand ambassador. So if you guys recruit some brand ambassadors in the U.S. and different states to pretty much campaign for you, then maybe they can be, you know, the way you guys spearhead your movement in the U.S. That's just a suggestion. I'm just putting it out there. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. I really, really appreciate the both of you. And I will be tuning in on Instagram. Hopefully I'll get to see some of the work on the opening reception.
Great. And I'm glad your procedure went well and you have a great prognosis ahead.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate you both, Ted and Sylvia. You've been a blessing to me and a blessing of information. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you
for having us, Ty.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was Sylvia and Ted. Sylvia Cavalli, you can find her on Instagram, as well as Ted Meyer. Just a quick reminder to all, today is World Mental Health Day, okay? World Mental Health Day is observed on the 10th of October of every year with the overall objective of raising awareness of mental health issues around the world and mobilizing efforts in support of mental health. The day provides an opportunity for all stakeholders working on mental health issues to talk about their work and what more needs to be done to make mental health care a reality for people. So mark that on your calendars. You can find more information by going to who.int. Okay, this is Ty Jones. I want to thank you all for being on the show today. One other tidbit of advice, all the information that I gave you about what's new in research for breast cancer in men, also in women, you can go to the American Cancer Society website. It's cancer.org. And also find me on Instagram. It's Love Jones Ty. You can find me on Facebook as Ty Jones. And follow me, please. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Don't follow me. Follow me, don't follow. Yes, follow me. So you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/ Love Knows Time. Call into the studio on days we are live, 646-668-2718. And we are out of here. Taking me out of here. Who am I going to choose today? The sounds of Jay Reed out of Tampa, Florida. Let's get it with this one.
Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, gon' get loose. Turned up off the lick in the juice. Ozone high gas, I'm a swisher. Bet one thing, yeah, I'm that nigga. Do what it do, do what it do.
Jay Reed with the sound to get the bag right here on Ty Jones the Voice.
Get the bag, $1 million swag, but I ain't never lag. You can tell by my rag, all I do is get the bag. Haters stay mad, been to the pad anytime I'm in the lab. All I do is get the bag. Look, get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. Now get the bag, get the bag, get the bag, get it. About time that they notice me. I make fans go crazy like Jodeci. Hands down, I don't know nobody cold as me. Anesthesia on the beat, then perform surgery. Get money, flip it quick, haters stay counterfeit. You ain't in my circle unless we getting something out of it. Yeah. It's a long trip, hiking mountains to the top. Riding in a drop top to a $1 million yacht. Stop, gotta get money quicker than re-ups. I'm the shit, gonorrhea, life's a bitch like Madea. And that's word to my nigga JP. You would think I'm from Miami, how I'm rolling with heat. Shout out to Track T, cause he got the LB, and I got the kill streak to face all you MCs. Grinding with no sleep, the money devotes me. You know what provoked me? The money you owe me, nigga. Hey.
That's the sounds of Jay Reed. You can find him on Facebook, Reed the Great. You can find him on Instagram, Reed. And look him up, Get the Bag, Jay Reed, on YouTube. This is your girl, Love Jones Ty. Thank you for tuning in today. We shall have another show October the 13th. It's with my girl, Letitia Bowler. She has an amazing book. She will be my guest. She's 5 years breast cancer survivor, 5 years clear of breast cancer. And her book is entitled Beyond Her Reflection, Women's Stories on Unmasking and Standing Boldly in Their Truth. Thank you and have a wonderful, wonderful Mental Health Day. Take care of your mental health. I do. I have a psychiatrist. I'm on my meds, and I take care of me first. Love yourself, people. This is Ty Jones, and we're out of here.